time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In a meeting with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus on Wednesday, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said that some of the hardline immigration policies the president advocated during the campaign were, quote, uninformed, that the U.S. will never construct a wall along its entire southern border, and that Mexico will never pay for it. Congressman Ruben Gallego spoke with CNN's Wolf Blitzer about the meeting.
When the White House Chief of Staff, General Kelly, tells members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and others during a meeting up on Capitol Hill that what the president used to say during the campaign about the wall along the Mexican border, that the Mexicans would pay for that wall, the White House Chief of Staff, from what you're telling us and others are telling us, he said the president of the United States was uninformed. Is that right?
Yes. From what I remember, he discussed how the president was uninformed at the length and where the wall should go. And also said, paraphrasing, well, as you know, you sometimes make campaign promises when it comes to reality are very difficult to keep. So that was part of the conversation, and Chief of Staff Kelly did say that.
The president on Thursday morning pushed back on Kelly's comments via Twitter.
The president is responding to his own chief of staff and almost point by point refuting some of the claims John Kelly made in private and in public yesterday. The president wrote on Twitter just this morning that his view on the wall has never changed or evolved since the first day I conceived of it. He says that on the issue of whether the wall will be a solid wall or a virtual wall of some kind, he says it was never intended to be built in areas where there is natural protection. And he promises once again, contrary to what John Kelly said yesterday, that Mexico will pay for the wall, whether it is directly or indirectly.
Meanwhile, the government is one day away from a shutdown if Congress can't come up with a deal that the president will sign. MSNBC's Chris Hayes with more.
Last May, President Trump proclaimed the country, quote, and I quote the president here, needs a good shutdown. Tonight, he has brought the country to the brink of that very event, and suddenly it doesn't seem like such a good idea after all. It's been a week since that televised negotiation in which Trump promised, for all the world to hear as the camera rolled, to sign whatever DACA deal the bipartisan group working on a compromise arrived at.
When this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it.
That seemed clear. But after totally rejecting that deal, the deal they came back with, and throwing in some world-shocking racist invective for good measure, Senate Democrats are plowing forward without the president today, introducing the bipartisan bill that the president himself rejected.
This agreement gives President Trump every single penny that he asked for border security in his budget request, almost $1.6 billion for construction on the border of barriers and all sorts of fences and whatever else is needed, even walls. This was not easy. We came to this agreement and we sent it over and had it drafted. It will be introduced this afternoon. The original three sponsors on the Republican side will be joined by three more.
Without a spending deal, the government will shut down Friday at midnight. And without a DACA deal, 800,000 Dreamers faced possible deportation after March 5th, thanks to one man's decision, President Trump's decision to end DACA.
CNN reporting, it doesn't look like the votes are there for another short-term continuing resolution.
House Republicans scrambling to secure support for a short-term budget resolution ahead of tomorrow's government shutdown deadline. A member of the House GOP whip telling CNN they are confident, but as of now, CNN's count shows they do not have the votes. A key concern, the roughly 30 conservative hardliners in the House Freedom Caucus who largely oppose another short-term fix.
Are you in a position right now to vote yes on what's out there for a budget resolution on Friday?
No. Here's what I want. I want us to do what we told the American people we were going to do, what they elected us to do, fund defense, hold the line on non-defense, and do what the election was about on immigration.
But even if the resolution passes in the House, it faces more uncertainty in the Senate. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham announcing Wednesday that he will not support the short-term bill because it deprives the military of long-term funding assurance.
I'm not going to vote for a CR. So Democrats seem to be willing to increase military spending. Many Republicans are willing to have a DACA fix, and those who don't want to combine the two are just, I think, very naive.
By contrast, Democrat Joe Manchin declaring that he will support the short-term bill.
So we should be able to work to keep this government operating the way we're supposed to do. And to punish 300 million plus people, it's just ridiculous for our dysfunction here.
With Senator John McCain absent, if all remaining Republicans vote yes, Senate leadership needs 10 more votes from Democrats.
The Republican National Committee on Wednesday night botched the rollout of Donald Trump's so-called fake news awards. After Trump tweeted out the link, the webpage, which was hosted on the RNC's website, immediately crashed. The webpage later loaded, and it featured prominent examples of media mishaps, including those from the New York Times and CNN, two of his favorite targets. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.